us, Dangerous Dane. That's Dane Scazzari and the Human Race. And Dane's here to introduce his band, and we'll get right into the music. So, Dane, why don't you let us know who we've got here at the studio?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dangerous Dane. This is my band I put together. We have with us today Matt D. Champlain on the piano,
yeah.
Matthew Dwanzik on bass,
mm-hmm.
and we got the Brown Brothers, Lomar and Keon. Keon, right. Of course, on the trumpet, and Lomar on the alto sax. We're going to play a bunch of tunes, a bunch of my original compositions. The first two we're going to start out are actually pieces from 2010 Profile of Humanity, my senior recital project. This first one is called Epic Fail.
This is Dangerous Dane and the Human Race. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet, that was nice. I dug that a piano trio setting there. All right, and Dane, those were your compositions? All right, yeah, you're on.
Yes, sir, those were two of my compositions. The first one was called Epic Fail, and the second one was called Try Not to Think About It. Those are two tunes from my project, 2010 Profile of Humanity, something I put together for my senior recital at the Hart School.
Yeah. Now, Dane, do you you must play piano to compose a piece like that, a piano trio type piece. Do you play piano?
I try, yeah.
All right.
I try. You know, that's why I hired Matt to play the gig, because I'd rather play drums. But yeah, I know a little bit of piano.
Okay. So. All right, what do you got up next?
Oh, coming up next, we got another tune. Now, this one's actually based on a true story. It's the first song I ever wrote, and one day I was looking for Professor Davis, and I couldn't find him, so I asked my good friend Raynell Frazier, have you seen Professor Davis?
Uh-huh.
And then this song came out of it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. Great. Great. Really enjoyed that, man.
Oh, thanks so much.
What was that last number?
That was one called Voyage, and it's by Kenny Burrell. Kenny Barron.
Kenny Barron.
You're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
yeah, for those of you just tuning in, this is WHUS 91.7 FM.
All right.
I'm Dangerous Dane. This is my group, Dangerous Dane and the Human Race, featuring Matt DeChamplain on piano.
Yeah.
Matt, yeah. There's no audience, but yeah. Okay. Matthew Dwanzig on the bass.
Killer. Man.
Killing, man.
Killing.
We got, yeah, man. We got Keon Brown on the trumpet.
All right.
And his brother Lomar Brown on the alto sax.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to do one more tune in this set, and then we'll do a little quick interview section with all the guys. All
right.
This is, as was duly noted by Mr. Brown, this is a Hartford staple. This one's called Bird Lives by Jack McLean.
Right. Thank you. definitely dug that one. Bird Lives, right?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Bird Lives.
Yeah.
Ain't no question about it.
All right, Dane, you going to take the mic here?
Yes.
All right. Well, actually, well, first, why don't you tell me what Jackie meant to the music scene in this area?
What he meant to the music scene?
Yeah.
He pretty much started it.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Jackie McLean, one of the greatest alto saxophone players of all time, one of the most influential jazz musicians
Absolutely.
To ever play. He got his start when he was a kid. He grew up in New York City, and he got his start by listening to Charlie Parker, like actually listening to him when he would go to the clubs, like when he was a kid. You know, he would follow him around and be like, hey man, you know, where are you playing next? And we go into the, you know, he was too young to even go into the club, but he would like go up to the window and listen, you know. So we got started with that, and soon enough he was playing, you know, with him and with Miles Davis and
right.
some other people. And it came up in his own right in the mid 50s. He started to become a band leader. He was starting to get really famous and doing his own record dates and such. And then eventually he moved up to Hartford because he decided to leave New York for a bit. And he was invited to the University of Hartford at the time. This was in about 1968 now. It was the African-American Student Club. They invited him to come give a master class. And from then on, they actually got it started so that he would actually teach what became the African-American music program at the Hart School and is now called the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz.
Right.
And so since 1968, he's been in Hartford.
Right. Now, did you get a chance to actually have some contact
you know
with
what?
Jackie?
I never, most of us were too young to really know
yeah.
him. I, you know, I remember getting my acceptance letter in the mail,
uh-huh.
and then that week on the radio, I heard that he'd passed away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really sad.
Yeah.
No, I never knew him. A lot of kids my age didn't. Some kids did know. I
yeah.
think you guys knew him.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because,
The Artist Collective.
Yes, Lomar and Keon were students at the Artist Collective, which was another thing he set up. Not only did he set up the collegiate program at the Hart School, he also set up the Artist Collective, which is a community outreach program for students in Hartford to get up and start
right,
studying music.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. And his influence, even though he's gone now, his influence has really passed on through, well, a lot through Steve Davis and Nat Reeves.
Definitely.
And people who have played with him. And I think the Hartford area really attracts a lot of serious New York City musicians because
mm-hmm.
they know Jackie was here and what he meant to this area, and they come up here to, I think, pay their respects
definitely.
To the movement that Jackie created here.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But let's talk about Dangerous Dane.
Oh, yeah.
And the human race. first of all, how'd you come up with that name?
Oh, you know what? It wasn't
You're not
me.
All that dangerous, man.
Oh, man. See, that's what I want you to think.
Okay.
You know, actually, there was a friend of mine in school. His name's Joshua Bruno. He's a trumpet player, very
right.
talented,
and yes.
really well known. But one day, I think I was a freshman, he's like, Dangerous Dane. And I had never thought of that,
right.
but he was like, yeah, Dangerous Dane. I was like, cool, I'm going to take that. That's my jazz name. Everyone gets a jazz name. You can't give it to yourself. It has to be given to you.
All right, all right. So this... So this group that we're hearing now, how did that form? You know, I know it has something to do with your senior project, and
mm-hmm.
why don't you talk about that a
well,
little?
Well, you know, at the Hart School, we all have to do a senior recital. And a lot of kids are doing senior recitals, and most of the time you pick a bunch of tunes that you like, and you play them in just a little concert. And some people do, like, the music of Jackie McLean or the music of Lee Morgan or so-and-so. And some people do their own original material. But what I want to do is something completely different, and I put together a concept piece called 2010 Profile of Humanity, and the whole, it's like a, like you ever hear like a concept album, like
right.
Dark Side of the Moon? Well, this
okay.
is like that with jazz.
Yeah.
You know? So the whole thing is kind of a portrait of the human race and how far we've come as a species, you know, with like technology and, you know, ideas and innovations, but then also like some of the things we haven't really gotten together yet, like world hunger and stuff like that.
All right.
So it's talking about the issues. It's also talking about the advancements. So anyway, the band is really kind of an offshoot of that. I played with the same rhythm section. The guys here, Matt and Matt, were on the recital,
right.
And I've been using different horn players
right.
over time. But you know, it's my group. It's Dangerous Dane and the Human Race.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now you just graduated from UHeart, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So where do you see your musical career going from here? I mean, what would you like to
question.
Do?
Well, I'm in the process of doing it right now. This
okay.
minute.
All right.
I just, you know, I'm really interested in writing my own music yeah. and playing and just working on different projects.
All right.
So.
Yep. All right. Hey, let's have Lomar and Keon kind of get up to the microphone there. We'll hitch up together in the interest of time here. But you guys are always like together, you know, and everybody always thinks you're like twins, but you're not. Now I can see it, but I don't know why. Everybody says that. But yeah. So you guys are actually... just graduating high school, is that correct, both of you?
Yep.
Yeah. And now you guys have been together for all this time, and now I understand next phase of your life, you're going to be moving out to different directions. Is that right?
Yeah.
But you're both going to be pursuing musical careers?
No. Actually, I'm going to school for...
Why don't you move the mic closer?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to be studying chemistry at Temple University.
Wow. Okay. In Philadelphia?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
But you're not going to give up your music,
Of course not. That's why I want to go to Temple, because...
they have a good scene there.
Terrell Stafford, man, one of the baddest cats around right now in trumpet. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to hopefully studying with him.
Yeah, okay. And is he affiliated with Temple at all, or are you going to have to kind of hook up with him and separate from that?
No, he's actually the director of the jazz program at Temple.
Okay.
So all I have to do is go on an audition
yeah.
for the band that he directs, and hopefully I'll get in.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
But your major is going to be chemistry?
Yep.
Well, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is that something like you were into in high school?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I kind of always liked it
yeah.
since I was younger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why not explore everything I have the chance to right now, you know?
Right. All right. And Keon, what are you doing?
I'm a little more.
Oh, man, I did that. Okay. Sorry about that, man.
Traps on the air.
Everybody does. No, I'm sorry for messing that up.
It's all right. It happens. My parents do it all the time.
Oh, yeah? Okay, now I don't feel that bad. All right, so and what direction are you headed in?
I'm going to Berkeley, so.
Right, so yeah. you're definitely getting yeah. more into the music side.
But I'm going to be studying music therapy, so.
Is that right?
Yeah, so it's not just straight music, because.
Huh.
Doing straight music is hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's yeah. tough to make a living. Yeah. I know a lot of musicians that are really struggling,
yeah.
especially these days. So that's good that you guys are actually going into, you know, looking in other directions, but still keeping the music thing going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me more about music therapy, though.
Well, music therapy, it uses music to diagnose people with autism and schizophrenia,
yeah.
all these mental illnesses that
yeah.
medicine can't really fix.
Huh.
But... for some reason, music really helps these people
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still very early, but it's a big explosion
huh.
with it.
And there's like a science behind that? I mean, as far as doing...
it's not an exact science. It's
yeah.
more like relationships between
yeah.
like music and certain actions that
yeah.
people do.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Matt, have a Dwanzek.
Hello.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing?
All right. Hey, listen, man. Like, you have really been on the scene not that much. I don't know, maybe in the last year.
Yep.
I've seen you. And you're just killing on the bass, man. Everybody's really like, wow, who's this kid, man? He's really playing good. So really want to congratulate you on your playing.
Thank you so much.
And you've been pretty busy. I mean, I always see you with various different projects. So.
Yeah. I've been pretty busy. Yeah. Lucky.
Yeah. So you're just starting out at Hart School. What year are you in?
I'm a sophomore this year.
Yeah, going into your sophomore year.
Yep.
Yeah. And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
Okay.
But now I'm
same thing with the Brown Brothers, right?
Yeah, from Rocky Hill? Rocky
okay,
Hill.
So you guys been playing for a while?
Yep. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right.
A couple years.
And so tell me about Hart. Tell me about, like, you know, the people. What at Hart has influenced you the most? Because I know... there's been a lot of good music coming into this area. A lot of these cats give master classes at Hart.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your biggest inspiration while at school?
I mean, that definitely, you know, the people that come through that do master classes and just the professors that are there. There's some amazing professors there. You know, they're going all around the world,
yeah,
you know, playing jazz. And
as far as bass goes, do you get most? Do you get your classes mostly from Nat Reeves?
Nat Reeves, yeah. Professor Nat Reeves, yeah. He's the man.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's not at school, he's going, you know, all over the world gigging with, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
He's the man.
And who else has been your influences, both bass players and other players as well?
Bass players, I mean, I love checking out the recordings, older recordings, yeah. You know. At the school, definitely, you know, every professor, Chris Casey, you know, Steve Davis.
Yeah.
All those guys, Chris Allen.
Yeah.
You know, Richard McLean.
Yeah, we're endless. Definitely blessed here in the Hartford area with some great players.
Definitely.
All right, okay. And finally, let's talk a little bit to Mr. Matt DeChamplain. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ken.
How are you? Good, good. Good, you sound great back there.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So now, where are you at with your music, with your musical career?
I just graduated the Hart School. About a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Actually just got my diploma last month.
Okay.
And
so you're in Dane's class, Dane's graduating class.
Basically, yeah. It says 2010.
What's that?
Yeah. Basically, it'll say 2010 on there.
Oh, Dane wants to say something about this.
My man, he was a senior when I was a freshman, and he just got his diploma last month.
Oh, okay.
So there's a story behind that.
All right.
Well, I just had one outstanding class my freshman year.
Maybe not the best student, maybe.
Well, no, I did great pretty player, well just that last one. I loved school so much.
Oh, yeah.
Decided to stay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. There's a lot of those. And, yeah, there's you might as well, man.
Those yeah, get the most you can out of
college years are very good years, so. Good. So, what has been your major influences while in college? Like people you've played with or taken master class with? Who?
Certainly Steve Davis and Nat Reeves.
Yeah.
Just getting to play with Nat Reeves, that time feel that he has.
Yeah.
And that's so extremely important. One of my biggest influences, of course, was Oscar Peterson.
Yeah.
And his bass player was Ray Brown.
Right.
So that. Yeah. Having that kind of having a rhythm section, a strong rhythm section that can really play time well is really important. So getting to do that firsthand with someone like Nat is just incredible.
Yeah.
And of course Steve, compositionally, solo wise, as an arranger, as a band leader, getting to just network with him and just kind of hang out and see what he's doing and play with him a little and realize what a thorough musician he is and
right.
Looking at what makes up a thorough musician. And what I have to do to attain that goal.
Yeah.
You know, so.
All right. You mentioned Oscar Peterson. He must be a major influence for you.
I love Oscar Peterson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great person to, to consider your mentor. So that's great. So, but who else on piano as you feel has really influenced your playing?
It's funny you ask that. Within the last year, I've gone through, and my wife can tell you, I went through several crazes between, Art Tatum, Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, Chick Corea, Jeff Keyser, and of course Benny Green was kind of the next logical step after Oscar. So,
Well,
I'm a little all over the board, but the funny thing is, I listen to Fats Waller and then I listen to McCoy Tyner, and I love just the whole history of jazz.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah,
the lineage.
That's true. That's one of the things that attracts me to the music, and one of the things that I admire in young musicians like yourselves is the respect for the history. I don't know if you get that from your studies or just from listening to the music and respecting. I don't know what it is. Do you learn that at Hart, or did you have that respect going into and that knowledge of the history of jazz going into school?
Well, I think I can speak for myself being one of the oldest members here of the group. I did get a chance to actually have a couple classes with Jackie McLean.
Uh-huh.
And he came into our music history class. And here's Jackie, who's, you know, played with Art Blakey, played with everyone and done the avant-garde thing. He came in and decided that he was going to put on a CD of James P. Johnson. So, and he said himself how at first, you know, the history, he didn't really check it out too much, but then how important it became to him. And that lineage, and that was amazing to me. And I also, personally, I started out as a stride pianist and started coming from ragtime, and I kind of moved up with the evolution of jazz, I guess you could say. Yeah. So that's how I learned, personally. But, yeah.
Myself, personally, I never had that kind of schooling or that opportunity. I started getting into jazz at a later age, but to me, that's one of the greatest things about the music, is to see how it evolved, from Louis Armstrong to today. And I don't think there's any other music art form that pays that close attention to, you know, what came before us and how we got to where we are. So
right, and all within 100 years, which is really amazing.
Yeah. Too. And in America, too. So, again, it's America's art form. So
it's very personal.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great thing. All right. So I covered everybody here. Yeah. So you want to talk about what you want to play to finish up? We got a half hour or so to go.
Great. We're going to start off our second set with some more of my original tunes. We'd like to continue with an original composition about a mythical young man of rather dubious character.
All right.
This next tune is called Dangerous Dane.
All right. Sort of autobiographical, musically speaking.
Indeed.
All right.
Cats, let me take four up front. All right, Dangerous. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you just tuning in, this is WHUS 91.7 FM, This is a special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, hosted by Ken Laster.
That's right.
I'm Dangerous Dane. This is Dangerous Dane and the Human Race. What you just heard was a couple excerpts from my concept piece, 2010, Profile of Humanity. That last one you heard was called The Future. And before that, we heard a tune called The World Stood By and Watched, that little Afro 6-8 joint.
Uh-huh.
This one called The World Stood By and Watched. And we start off the set with a slick, sly little tune called Dangerous.